It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We just having a great chat here on the Sports Shop. Waiting to hear from Wade Harris and his crew. They got a big conversation we'll have with us regarding really helping some kids out over the weekend. But anyway, we'll get to that. But I want to go back to, we all know that we lost the first black coach in the NBA, Bill Russell. How significant he was to the game and to a lot of people that look like us. I won't say Jackie Robinson like, but his impact was similar. Cause Jackie had to go to a whole lot. So did Bill Russell. And I think more important with Bill Russell though, his contributions to society was equally significant off the court as it was on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, of course, we lost him a few weeks ago. As a result of that, the NBA actually is retiring Bill Russell's number for every team in the NBA.
That's nice. Awesome.
Very nice.
How cool is that?
That's nice.
Very cool.
And the individuals like Porzingis and LeBron, who are currently wearing number six right
number
now,
six, yeah.
They will be allowed to wear them until they retire, because they already had that number. But there will be no new number six is coming on.
Awesome.
So, I think, which I still never understood this. You know, Pat Riley retired Michael Jordan's number in Miami for some reason. I never knew why. I still don't know why.
Hmm.
Yeah, I still don't know why Michael Jordan's 23 is retired in Miami. But this is a great gesture on the NBA's part. Let's hear it for Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas on ESPN.
It's an honor that's never been given before. Like, that's why this is such a big deal. There are something like 200, roughly, numbers retired in the NBA from individual franchises, from the 30. There's no number that's retired league-wide yet. This would be the first number that will be retired league-wide, and that honor is bestowed on Bill Russell.
And the first thing that comes to my mind, Amber, is Jackie Robinson in baseball, in the number 42 and how that's retired. And no one can wear that number. And then you think about a guy like Bill Russell on the basketball side and what he's meant to the game of basketball, number one, but what he's meant to, social justice off of the court, right? And you think about Jackie Robinson, you think about Bill Russell and all the things that they have done off the court and off the baseball field, and then the impact that they made on the baseball field and on the basketball court, I think it's only right to do, right? Because I don't think you can't link these two together with the impact that they have made in so many people's lives.
Wow. You know what's interesting about this? I love how they have a Jackie Robinson Day in the Major League Baseball, and everybody's wearing 42.
Right.
I was thinking, wait, what did I say? That'd be nice to do in the NBA, but that'd be kind of, you can't do it in the NBA. You know why?
Tracking the... tracking the fouls.
Yeah, so
just reverse it.
What do you mean?
So have a 42, but then have your actual number.
Oh, okay, yeah. So have six on, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then have, yeah, that's, there you go. That's why I threw it out there. That's a good, yeah. So you have a smaller number up here to the left and have a number six, which, guess what? If y'all do that, y'all got to give us a kickback or something on that suggestion.
At least send me a damn jersey.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? At least send me one.
But I think that's so cool, man, to do that. And
well-deserved.
And well-deserved. But, yeah, man, that's a good suggestion. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it like that.
It's a great idea.
I was like, how they going to track the files? Everybody got number six. But, yeah, you're having a small, your real number up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They probably going to do that, too.
And they should.
I could see them do that, you know.
And if y'all can't figure that out, and we did in about 13 and a half milliseconds, shame on you. Shame on you.
You would think they would, though. But anyway, that's absolutely crazy, man. Wow. Just think about that.
In them jeans.
Well, since I was waiting on Ray Harris to call in, I'll do it for her.
Oh.
Five Birds Friday.
Okay.
Nice.
And, what they're doing is kind of cool in terms of, you know, a lot of people, this is a time where, and I think John Wall is doing some of the Salvation Army. Did you see this? Where tomorrow he's doing a give back Salvation Army. Well, here's the kicker though. Kids get back past things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But then you give me free gas too.
Okay.
I thought that. No way. You got to meet people where they are.
That's it. That's it. Right.
Let
there.
Me tell you something. I don't need no backpack.
But I need some gas.
I ain't got one child. No cheering. It's
no
cool.
Cheering. No
cheering is cool.
That you know about.
That's
but,
true.
But I'm going to get
a pair of that you know about. But no, anyway. I just thought. But I'm thinking like, you know what I mean? Just like Jersey. So how would this be implemented? Well, you're going to get like 5 gallons or maybe 10 gallons because you can't
feed. Gas car.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
They're giving out gas cars.
Handing out $5 gas cars.
There you go.
Yep.
Just like Chick-fil-A handing us $5 Chick-fil-A cars.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Gas cars.
But it's cool, though. Mm-hmm. Well, these days, $5 gas cars get you a gallon. Yeah.
But look. If I was going to put 20, now I got 25.
That's right.
So that works.
I ain't going to lie. I pull up the door on Costco, open the gas in. Yeah. I said, what? Gas is $3 now?
I got to get some on the way home. Wait, when I leave here.
It got me yesterday.
That's $4.50 you
heard. 2 days ago. Yeah, I know. 2 days ago, I went to Costco. Yesterday. I had the same reaction. Yeah. I'm like, wow, gas is going down.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Look, but, I'm thinking like, hey, it's working. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
But what the Raleigh Firebirds are doing with the Salmon Corporation, they're having something called the Back to School Shoe Drive tomorrow. That's going to be Sunday, August 14th from 12 to 4 p.m. at St. Matthew's Baptist Church. That's 5110 Lewisbury Road in Raleigh. They will also be partnering with the Soul Supply to provide the shoes. Soul Supply must be an organization to do it. So, again, this is the Raleigh Firebirds doing stuff, you know, for the community.
Right.
And
community impact.
Yeah, so, again, this is Bat School Shoe Drive. You can contact Ray Harris at 919-830-0305 and get more information or go to RaleighFirebirds.net. This is happening on Sunday, August the 14th from 12 to 4. Back to school shoe drive. So it's kind of cool. We backpacks and Rick and I's going to do something like this next month. I'm not sure you're aware that we normally do a backpack for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing teachers need a little help too.
And
now.
They do.
They do. So you'll be hearing more about that. We're going to do it again this year. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But and it's cool when you get backpack for the kids and people getting gas and now they get shoes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. Particularly giving it to the individuals who are a lot less fortunate than others. They need it. So
absolutely.
We can help them out. That's a good look. So it's a time. It's a great month to do it. Great month to do it. Anyway, but back on the NFL, as I was saying, Matt, you see the games last night?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Any reaction?
Of course not Baltimore because it was blacked out in the area, which I think.
They blacked out a preseason game?
That's so stupid.
What the hell?
Stupid.
I mean, that was just, I mean, it just, oh, I'm still mad about it. I was like, what? I said, really? So y'all think Baltimore all that?
But
evidently.
I would say the best quarterback on the field probably was on the sideline, but best quarterback.
For who?
Wait, hold
up. Which game?
Which game?
Okay. Titans and Ravens.
Okay.
You already know.
The best quarterback on the field was on the sideline, but the second best quarterback was wearing number 7 for the Titans.
Mr. Willis to the
Willis.
Front, please.
Yes.
Willis to the front,
Malik,
please.
Where you at?
And the thing is with him, bruh, I'm like, damn, that Michael Vick out there? Didn't like Michael Vick.
First of all, he's the most cut quarterback I ever seen.
I mean, he popped all up.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, he pushed up that iron. He definitely pushed
first
up that iron.
First thing I'm thinking, you making quarterbacks look bad. You know what I mean? Most quarterbacks say, hey, man, we don't do
like
all that.
Like a damn linebacker out
there,
man.
We don't look like that.
We don't do that.
I was like,
you like what, Pam?
Pam,
I think I
want
to go to a game.
Yeah, that's right. Pam, he made me 20. 21.
What? You're not
Cougar.
Supposed to see that. Look, you're not. I'm gonna tell you like you best. You're not supposed to be seeing that.
Right.
Well, he's short.
So
he's bad though.
The thing about Malik in this, so I don't know. I think we talked about it. The Titans were one of my sleepers.
You said that.
Sleeper teams.
Yeah, you said that.
But Tannehill was always the weak link, right. So to speak, right?
Right.
Or the unknown or the doubt.
Right.
now that they have this, that hopefully he won't start, of course, because some of that he was doing last night, he's like, hey, man, when you get to get it with
I mean, he was first team. Mahomes, the sidearm.
Yeah,
when
you get to the first team, though, the first team,
yeah,
they look faster. They look quicker. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. That one back shoulder you threw, that, you know, that, that fourth string, you know, DB couldn't get to, let me tell you where it's going on Sunday. It's going that way.
Yeah. So,
what about when he did that? Gator got a little okie doke.
Yeah.
He went this way, that way. Oh, yeah. I was like,
yeah, but see, on Sundays,
it won't happen like that.
With the first team.
In late September?
Right. Yeah.
Look, he get the one oak out.
And he down.
they got coaches too now. I can tell you that.
And they're a little faster. It's a reason some of those guys are third or fourth string because they're not. But when you get to the first teamers, things are a little different. But talent wise, I'm really excited to see what Tennessee can do with his talent paired with Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And some of the speed they have at wideout.
That's exciting. Now, would you feel differently about him if he came straight from Auburn to Tennessee?
Expectations would be different.
Because people don't realize that.
There'd be a lot of tape on him.
He played in the SEC for a couple of years before he went to Liberty. Yeah, so the fact that he comes from Liberty, don't get caught up in that.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
He played in the SEC not one but several years before he went to Liberty. So
why did he leave Auburn?
I have no idea.
See, I hope he's not one of those that he relies, because this game on Sundays is different.
Mm-hmm.
This game on Sunday is about what you do on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like for real, it's in the film room at the next.
Yeah, Kyler Murray. Yeah,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
it's in the film room.
Yeah.
So, I don't recall why he left Auburn.
I don't either.
But if that's one of the issues, he's got to fix that.
Yeah,
I mean it didn't matter at Liberty. You know what I mean? Because he's just faster.
Yeah, he's just better than anybody else out there.
So it didn't matter.
Period. But that's different in the
on
NFL.
Sundays.
Yeah, on Sundays.
It's going to make a difference.
Yeah. So, I just want to put that out there because a lot of people, you couldn't, man, Liberty got his great. No, that dude, he's great before he got to Liberty.
But look at him, was like, what, 86 pick?
Wait a minute. I know you ain't saying Liberty trying to take credit for building that.
Oh, yeah. From Liberty University.
Well, that's the last place he was
like,
at.
Like, they can't take credit for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, exactly.
You better stop.
Actually, though, it's the other way around. It's like Wisconsin trying to take credit for Russell Wilson. That's really what it is.
All right, so here's a question.
Yeah.
Which one is more significant?
What?
Where you received your MBA, your graduate degree, or where you received your undergrad degree?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
It's
about like asking him where'd you grow up.
Was
it middle school?
No, it's high school. High school.
Okay.
Where you grow up?
So that's which one is more significant, right?
Right.
See. I think that's unfair because now you just said some of these guys is like, oh well, he went to this school. Now he's we got to get. So you always got to get undergrad. Where you started, that's where you got to give credit to.
Absolutely.
First. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tom Brady was more significant when he was at
New England. New England.
So Tom Brady really don't count.
I mean, it counts, but don't count. You know what I mean?
So LeBron liked to be the ultimate transfer student.
Yeah, he lies.
Yeah, what we give credit for?
No, why I say that? Just pick one, cause you just Cleveland, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Miami, not
LeBron,
LA. He got a ring it everywhere. He got a ring it all over.
That's pretty strong. When you think about that?
That's though, very strong.
He's not my guy, but that's pretty strong. Though.
So maybe he's one of those. It don't matter what school he's.
Right. That's right. But Liberty can't claim. I guess they can.
They can claim.
But Wisconsin can claim damn Russell Wilson there. Because T.O.B. Tom O'Brien didn't want him.
He said he had no use for him right now.
Yeah.
He said you got to choose.
Right.
I need you here.
Yeah.
I need you to help me over. See what I'm saying? He pulled what Todd Bowles tried to pull on Tom Brady.
Tom is down in Rio.
I don't need you doing baseball.
Tom is down in Rio
and
family.
You need to be here during the spring.
That's right.
Man, I'm Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to, okay, hold on. You want me to forego my baseball. Yeah. So I can come hang out and work out with y'all in the spring.
And really unfortunate, though. So the guy that replaced him, or that T.O.B. went with, he lived not too far from Crabtree. Russ is still playing in Denver.
Hold on. But what does he work?
I think he's straight. Anyway, D.L. Reese, but he ain't working in the NFL. D.L. Reese came back past us.
Here you go.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.